For Oasis Audio, I'm Wayne Shepherd, and my guest is the author of a new biography of C.S. Lewis, Alistair McGrath. Dr. McGrath is professor of theology, ministry, and education at King's College London, and the head of its Center for Theology, Religion, and Culture. He's also president of the Oxford Center for Christian Apologetics and senior research fellow at Harris Manchester College, Oxford. Dr. McGrath, thank you for allowing me to ring you up today.
Well, it's great to speak to you.
I suppose I need to ask the question as we begin, why did you feel the need for another biography of Lewis?
Well, I read Lewis a lot, and I really enjoy him. And every now and then he says something, and you think, you know, I think there's a story behind that. And I read some earlier biographies, and I enjoyed them, but I just felt there was much more that needed to be said. So it took me about 5 years to write this biography and involved looking at lots of archives, turning over stones, see what was under them. But basically what I wanted people to be able to do was to read Lewis again and get more out of reading him as a result of this biography.
The book is subtitled Eccentric Genius, Reluctant Prophet. What was his eccentricity or eccentricities?
Well, eccentricity in the strict sense of the word means someone who's out of the center, someone who's on the margins. And Lewis was that. He was an eccentric in Oxford terms because he was an Oxford don who was very excited about Christianity, and many of them weren't. And also, he wrote popular books, which was looked down on. So in one sense, he was out of the center there. But he was also a very noted Christian apologist, and he never really cultivated the bishops, the archbishops, anything like that. And so, again, he was out on the center. And in many ways, Lewis is someone who is on the margins, but nevertheless has achieved great influence from that position.
Did he shun a more public persona?
Well, he did. He really found it very, very awkward. He didn't like it. I mean, I talk in the book about him being a reluctant prophet. And by that,